Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends.
Ooh,
Happy Halloween here, the firm of Harris and Meringue.
This is awkward.
105.1 The Fan FM on the YouTubes. How we all doing out there?
Oh, we doing.
Now I'm starting to rethink this idea.
Yeah,
maybe Dusty was right, dude. This mustache is a little tough over here.
Yeah,
He's realizing this at 10 o'clock and 54 seconds.
Well, Mama didn't raise no quitter. So we're going to give it a shot all day. We're going to make it happen.
I'm taking the under.
Although because I got this giant wig on, my headphones are really weird, so everything is super tinny and echoey.
There you go.
We're just going to ride this, dude. We're just going to ride this train.
I don't know what's going on here. Everything feels awkward.
Ride this train. Are we live?
Should I move my energy drink into mine?
I don't think you would like that because I think the carbonation is going to get ruined if you do that.
Oh, just get ruined by the plastic bladder?
Well, you're going to decant something to decant it again, and that's never a great thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Then why do we have decanters?
For wine, because things that have CO2 in them, if you decant them, they lose CO2. So then if you decant them again, they're going to lose more CO2.
Oh.
That's kind of the situation.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Should we tell everybody what we're wearing? And since it's an audio platform,
sure. Go for this, my man. You can go. You can lead the charge here, brother.
I'm a giant beer keg,
which is hilarious because you don't even drink beer.
No, I decided to dress up as something that you actually like.
That's true. One day a year, huh? That's all I get. One day a year. Two best years I've had was you at Media Day and you as a beer keg. But now I want a beer.
Yeah. See, and you were dressed as a homeless man.
I am Otto from Happy Gilmore today. The homeless caddy. I've only got one shoe on. I got some saltines here too, but turns out this beer does not like it when I eat saltines.
I don't think it likes it when you eat anything.
Because then I just eat beard.
I mean,
I had to trim this beard because it was like a Santa Claus thing. The thing was like way down.
Oh, you trimmed that up?
It was giant.
Did a good job.
Yeah, the wife did it.
Oh, okay.
The wife did it.
There you go.
I don't trust myself.
No, 100% no. I was going to, so like I said, I went to the old Spirit Halloween, and there were other costumes that I was firmly considering, and I was like, oh, you know, you're the prepackaged one. I don't care. Look, I'm wearing a costume. Bite me.
That is a step above what I thought you would do.
Yeah, right? So there was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one. I was like, ooh, that's pretty dope. Kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to sit here and caveat it. Like, I have to wear this for 3 hours, and I have to wear it for another hour sitting down on TV in a room that is a bajillion degrees.
That's going
to
be tough.
And there was a squirrel costume, full-body squirrel costume. And when I was in the Air Force, I had a we were called Secret Squirrels.
Why?
Because of what we did. Like, anytime you saw one of us, like, oh, there goes one of the secret squirrels.
Like a dog sees a squirrel?
No, secret squirrels.
Well, I know, but like...
No, because like we worked in intelligence. So instead of saying...
Clearly, I did not work in intelligence.
No, 100%. We had like little patches that were like little squirrels holding giant nuts. And it was stupid and dumb, but that was like one of the things we went by. And there was a squirrel costume that had two like Velcro acorns. Giant Velcro acorns.
In where they anatomically correct.
Anatomically correct. And I was like, that's pretty funny, but also I'm going to die inside that suit. See, it's going to be a million degrees.
I'm tempted to get that suit just to see because my dog, her favorite lovey is a squirrel holding an acorn.
There you go.
And I would love to see if she's just like confused, terrorized.
Is it the world's biggest squirrel?
Or does she decide she wants to eat me?
I mean, yeah.
She would never eat me. She loves me.
What kind of dog is it?
She is like, she's like a pit hound mix.
Oh, okay.
She's got a beautiful brindle cover to her.
There you go.
Beautiful coat.
My dogs hate squirrels, so it would have been funny to come in as a, nearly 6-foot squirrel.
We got bunnies in the backyard, and so she chases the bunnies in the backyard a lot. Very sweet, sweet girl.
And then shout out to Rufio, who says he loves Jeff Russ costume.
He's Bill Murray.
Just Bill Murray.
It's Bill Murray.
Which Bill Murray are you?
Yes.
Mm.
Lost in Translation?
I was going for maybe Zombieland.
Zombieland's a good one.
Zombieland Bill Murray?
Don't they end up actually accidentally killing him?
You kill Bill Murray, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. I got to go trick-or-treating tonight. I think it's going to rain.
You think it's going to rain?
I think it's going to rain.
I mean, let's see. Let's check the old weather.
It's going to rain. Once we hit the, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock hour or so,
six o'clock,
it says basically like 96%.
I've got 75%.
Can I change my costume to Autzen Stadium because it never rains at Autzen Stadium?
No. Also, I'm looking at the weather for the next 10 days, and holy crap, does it suck. It is nothing but rain.
That's all your opinion on what sucks and doesn't suck. That sounds quite nice to me.
Oh, it's 40 and rainy.
I like rain.
I got up this morning, and it was just like, Oh, no. It's cold and wet. I don't like this.
Well, I was worried because I'm wearing this onesie, and so I needed to wear a red shirt underneath, and I'm wearing shorts underneath
because it's white.
Because they're see-through. This onesie is see-through, and now I'm very hot.
Well, when you're out tonight, it'll be cooler.
Yep, it'll be fine.
That'll be better.
It'll be fine.
That mustache is going to kill you. We're not even through the first segment. You have fiddled with that thing 14 times.
Am I just going to get like soaking wet tonight in this?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to turn into your OnlyFans. This is your premium post.
I'm not into that.
A little white see-through action. It's going to be glued to you like there's no tomorrow. It'll be like saran wrap.
Can you tell what Pat McAfee is for Halloween?
No.
Sprague and I were trying to figure it out, and we can't tell.
The Hulkster with angel wings is... That's pretty good. We got a little Harry Potter action up there.
Pat McAfee is somebody, and I don't know what it is.
Well, like, part of me was like, he's not going as Jim Irsay, is he?
I would hope not.
Right?
Is that tasteless?
Well, I mean, Jim Irsay's his guy.
Well, I know, but Jim Irsay is dead.
Yeah, like, I know. But, like, does he do that? Here's the question. Was Jim Irsay kind of sick and twisted, and Pat knew that? Like, if that's, and I'm not saying he is, but like
he's looking down from the heavens, like, in,
like, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, and we all have that friend, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, look, and when I'm gone, I don't want you to be like sad and somber. Go party. Go have fun. Like, go celebrate. Like, you want to cremate me and stuff me in a cannon and shoot me into the sun because I say that all the time? Do it. Have fun. I don't care.
One of these days, I'm just going to randomly come into work dressed as you.
Yeah.
And be you for the show.
Try it. It's liberating.
I don't know about that. It might be terrifying.
No, it's liberating.
Liberating?
Yeah.
Being you just makes everything feel better.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm a pretty happy human being.
I'm just saying. Just whee! All the time.
Why? Because are you on drugs? drugs sound like to me.
Today, I'm just drinking.
That's cool, dude.
Just gonna lean
I wish
over
I was drinking.
Take a sip.
Terry Boyd tried to give me some liquor this morning. I was like, dude, it's 8:30 in the morning.
Wow. What do you mean tried to? You tried it?
I did try it.
I did try it.
I did succeed.
Look at you already backtracking, already like, I did.
It was Coffee Mate, bourbon, and some bitters. It was actually okay.
That sounds atrocious to me.
I'm going to have to go ahead and take your word for it on that one.
I should have poured it in my cappuccino this morning. That would have That one might have spiced it up. I took a little sip and then I tossed it. I can't be drinking this early.
That was a good one.
I can't be drinking this early.
Surprised Danny didn't go just dress up as one of his victims this year.
That'd be too obvious.
I can't make it that obvious.
That'd be very, very obvious.
We were talking about McAfee and what he's dressed as. I can't wear the rubber masks. Can't do it. I hate that feeling of like how hot that is.
Well, you can tell he's already like ripped part of it off.
Yeah, underneath the nose and over the mouth. Like I can't do that. Like I'm not claustrophobic at all, but if I feel like my breathing is bothered, it's like the chest is gonna get a little tight. I don't like that feeling at all.
Seth Rollins is a bear over there on Good Morning Football.
Oh, there you go. He's a full
bear
Chicago bear.
In a Ditka. Well, he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
A full bear suit.
Manti Te'o as Troy Polamalu is mwah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I was like, man, that's a pretty good. And I'm like, oh, well, Manti is Polynesian, so yeah, this tracks.
Yeah. If you guys are out there dressed up for work today, please let us know. We'd love to hear what you are. I came to work as a Blazer fan just so I had an excuse to wear a jersey. Great call.
There you go.
Great call. Yeah, just to be able to do something. Yeah, I could be a football fan and wear my powder blue LT jersey. Maybe I should just wear that one of these days anyway.
Yeah.
If the Chargers go to the Super Bowl, I will wear that jersey.
There you go.
I'm not really a Charger fan anymore.
You're just five toes everywhere.
Yeah, dude. Dude, come over here, dude. Life is great.
No, it's
not. Dude, the water is wonderful.
No, that's...
You don't have to make decisions. You can just kind of float.
Just lukewarm and neither warm nor cold.
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, no.
It's pretty dope, dude.
It's like... room temperature soup.
No, I'm happy about it. Dude, I don't want my soup too hot.
Oh.
It'll burn my face.
God.
Probably catch this beard on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get drunk tonight and smoke a cigarette. I'm going to be in big trouble.
What do you mean? It's you, not me.
Well, I know, but like, can you imagine this hair would just go up in flames like that?
Oh, I bet you that's gone. Just gone immediately.
I would burn the hell out of my hair.
Yeah.
Head. It'd be really bad.
The good news is that you don't have any actual hair to worry about.
No, but it would just... scorch the skin.
Yeah.
And then my
then you're just real life Freddy Krueger for year round.
Dude, that is oof. That is terrifying. The most important thing to consider when picking a Halloween costume is how easy it is to drink in. I know we're gonna have to have a real conversation tonight when I'm trick or treating.
I am an A+ for ability to drink.
You
right
are
now.
A+.
I have a backpack on underneath this keg that is a bladder, like a camelback, with a little hose that comes up through the back and operates like my keg.
I could use some suggestions on what to drink tonight during the old trick-or-treating.
Didn't Otto have the little sneak pull?
Did he have a flask?
I thought he had
Does he have a flask?
I thought he did.
Maybe.
I thought
Grizzly
he had
Adams did have a beer.
Yeah. I thought he did have a little sneaker. If I remember right, I don't think it was a flask. I think he had like the little sneaker flask.
Also, I need to know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Also, I need to know if there are metal detectors at Reeser.
Go plastic.
I don't think I have plastic. I have like a Coug steel.
There's like seven
flask.
Truck stops between here and Corvallis that are like full on Walmarts.
Oh, I think there's more than seven.
No, I'm talking like
oh, like there's
full
the,
on.
There's the Jubitz one on I-5.
Yeah,
right. Or a Flying J.
Yeah, yeah, it's right there on Donald.
Yeah,
you hit that one up. Hell, they just remodeled it.
Oh, dang. Zach just mentioned drinking and peeing are top factors.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to pee in this.
Oh, yeah. You got to open up.
Also, you will never know how much of a fatty you are until you have to put your fatty into a onesie.
Yeah, you didn't go big enough.
No, dude. I looked in the mirror this morning and I was like, ooh, nice gut, loser.
See the Care Bear.
And you keep up-downing me and it's making me uncomfortable. I don't like it when you up-down me. Eyes up here, mister.
See?
Eyes up here.
You should not have told me that yesterday because now it's like built in, like, I know how to mess with you.
Oakley Doakley. We got a show for you today on this fine Halloween Friday. Not very often a Halloween lands on a Friday, so we're having fun. We're playing with it. There's a lot to get to today. We'll talk some college football, the LSU situation getting weirder and weirder and weirder. A wild NFL slate. We'll do our one game, walk around the Pacific Northwest in the morning dew and see how we're feeling about Cougs on the road, favorite at Oregon State. Web gems as well, and we'll have a fun conversation in the Big Nooner about... there are college football games this week that should have been great that are no longer, I don't care. So that'll be a fun thing to get to in the Nooner. Plus, Blazers are in cup action tonight. But we'll get it. We'll start here. Lamar Jackson got somebody fired. That's how you do things in Miami. This is the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
1018 here, Portland Sports Theater. Don't you forget it. We are live, baby, from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout our entire show. Brandon Sprague, paging Brandon Sprague.
Did he really?
YouTube.com/1051TheFan. You can join us on the chat there, see our Halloween costumes if you want. Came to work as white trash, two white garbage bags. I was heading to my first appointment at a client's office, and my boss told me to take it off before going in because they are one of the higher profile clients. I show up here and every single person is dressed up at this office. Dude, that's prejudice, man.
Love that.
That's extreme prejudice. I got HR on the phone right now. Right now, if I am you. Right now.
Terrible.
Because you're saying that my costume isn't good enough, but everybody else is?
Well, yeah.
That's horse crap, man. That is 100.
The bar is the bar.
That is 7 and 9 bullshit.
Hey, costume shaming is a real thing. Look, did I go all out like you? No. But it's a very nice, I paid some decent money for a very amicable costume that everybody looked at and laughed and got a little, but no, there was no mailing it in.
Do you work at a church and they tell you to take that off?
Nah.
No? Is alcohol the devil?
I mean, water and wine, man.
What if you went to a religious party as like the devil's lettuce? And you dressed up like a skunk.
I mean, maybe tasteless, but not out of this world.
Yeah.
Look, I know plenty of Christians who smoke.
Yeah.
Or imbibe of the edibles.
Comes from the earth, dude.
Yeah.
Comes from the earth. Ravens take down the Dolphins last night, 28-6, and just an absolute barn burner.
Oh, no way. That game sucked. Who could have seen it coming?
I do want to throw a shout out to the Thursday night crew and the games and the teams. For when the fourth quarter came around, both teams being like, you know what? We're done here.
I mean.
And I was like, cool, I'm going to change the channel.
Yeah. You had Miami coaches and players like getting in full-on screaming matches on the sidelines.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Mike McDaniel, I saw him yell the F word.
Yeah.
Like the camera was right on his face. And he's
I love it when the producer gets the camera three now and you get the tight shot of somebody just MFing somebody up and down. You're like, yes!
Can't say it on the air, but everybody knew what that guy said. Mm-hmm. I need more of that in my life. The GM of the Dolphins was fired this morning.
Finally.
They are being told that Mike McDaniel will finish the season. Does that secretly mean you're being fired? Is that saying the quiet part out loud?
I think so. On the GM side of things, is the best transaction he ever did was trading away the rights to Trey Lance?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the Tua contract, whoa boy, Tyreek, whoa boy.
Is he part of the, didn't they trade Laremy Tunsil to Houston? Mm-hmm. Was he a part of that, or is that before him?
I think it's before, but okay. Not getting Tunsil right.
Yeah, you know? that was another problem there.
Waddle, I guess, is fine. Trading for Chubb, the pass rusher, I mean, you gave up more draft capital. He's good, but like...
You're not going to get what you gave up for him if you decide to trade him this week on the deadline.
I mean, him, what, Jaden Phillips, and there's somebody else they had listed on their trade block. It was like, ew, that's not good.
Well, we've talked about this team for a while now, that the roster is just not there.
What was it, like 5 or 6 weeks ago? I was like, yeah. Who on this roster is like, we got to hold on to this guy?
There's zero depth.
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good players.
Sure, Chubb is great. I'm probably more of a Waddle fan than you are. I'm probably more of a Waddle fan than most people, for no reason other than I just loved him in college.
Well, again, good.
Yeah,
Jalen Phillips, good.
And Tua, fine.
Not for that money.
Not for that. I mean, how many quarterbacks though are actually getting paid what they're worth? Is Brock Purdy worth that money? Is Dak Prescott worth that money?
Dak's at least approaching that now because if they didn't have him right now, good God.
Let me ask you this question. Is Joe Burrow worth that money?
Yes.
I don't see him on the field.
He's still worth it.
Moral of the story is, like, I don't know how many quarterbacks are actually worth their money, and Tua being a prime example.
Like,
Trevor Lawrence worth his contract? No.
I think he's about there.
Kyler Murray worth his contract? No.
He's probably underperforming that.
It's guys like Sam Darnold who are probably worth his contract.
I mean, Mahomes is worth it. Allen's worth it. Lamar's worth it. Herbert's worth it.
Joe Flacco is worth his contract.
Flacco's worth it. Baker.
Because Flacco probably makes 2.5.
Stafford got the bump. He's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say...
There's a lot of dudes that aren't, and Tua is the poster child for it.
And that's the thing is, getting it wrong is easier than getting it right, for sure, but there's a sliding scale of getting it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like... Let's I know this is a little bit of a deviation. Let's play the game here real quick. Are they worth it? Non-rookie scale deals. Herbert, yes. Mahomes, yes. Prescott, no, but he's been phenomenal. We'll give him that. Daniel Jones, worth it.
Well, Daniel Jones is worth his weight in gold right now.
Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford. Here's one for you. So make you go 10 toes. Jordan Love. He's being paid an awful lot of money.
I like Jordan Love, though. I might be biased, but I like him a lot.
Okay, but worth it?
Yeah, for me.
Okay. Tua, no. Darnold, yes. Ooh, here's another one. Jalen Hurts.
Worth it.
Yep. Jared Goff.
Worth it.
See, Stroud, still rookie deal. Lawrence, we said no. Rookie deal for Ward. Josh Allen, yes. Oh, here you go. Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
I'm saying yes.
What'd you get paid?
I think he's at 30 this year.
Out.
Really?
Yep.
What?
I think he's been okay. It's just a lot of money for a quarterback. I hate the 1 year, 2 year quarterback deals. They're kind of like...
but they it's non-guaranteed. It falls off.
I know, but they kind of like... They remind me of like the Scherzer and Verlander deals in Major League Baseball. It's like, you're going to... Yeah, you get me for 2 years. Jacob DeGrom. Here's 2 years, and you're going to make 45 a year just because he could be a Hall of Famer?
Well, we know Aaron is, but Aaron's got 1,500 yards, 16 touchdowns, 5 picks, completing 68% of his passes.
Nice.
Geno Smith, not worth it. Not worth it.
Geno Smith's not worth it if he's free.
Yeah, Justin Fields, not worth it.
Also not worth it if it's free.
Rest of these are kind of rookie guys, just kind of going through. Is there any other starters in here? So, honestly, I think the vast majority of starting quarterbacks are
getting their value.
Worth it.
Yeah, but of the ones that aren't worth it, I mean, you were staring right at Tua.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Tua is
he is the poster child.
Yeah, it's like, woof, that's bad.
Also, man, like, I hate to say this because, you know, I was just talking about that white trash guy whose boss was being prejudiced. I have no problem with you being a lefty. My sister is a lefty. I think it's, you know, most super artistic people are lefties.
You're all weird.
But like lefties in the NFL, man, you have to completely rebuild, like build your team differently. I mean, not completely differently, but you are now looking for the best right tackle in the league instead of the best left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of have to do things opposite. So if you're going to pay a left-handed quarterback to be the guy, like, you better be Michael Vick. You better be Steve Young.
Michael Penix.
And jury's out. Jury's out on that. We'll see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta be...
You do have to do things different.
Yeah, you got to be really, really sold on your guy. And Tua's just a poster child of what happens if you don't have the right quarterback. Because, look, Lamar was fine last night. But does anybody really, you know, we were talking yesterday, what's the motto in Baltimore, 12-5? Cool, dude. Did Baltimore play last night in a way that you were like, they could do 12-5? No, they played the Miami Dolphins.
They played the Dolphins. Lamar looked good. He's still clearly not 100% in his mobility, but he was lively in the pocket. Did you see this report from Tua doing media?
What?
Oh, buddy. Good God. Tua said noise from traveling Ravens fans contributed to the Dolphins'
errors. Oh, shoot. I was going to pull that audio. I totally forgot. Yeah, dude. The away fans had you rattled? Is your brain hurt again?
Can they not let... like the last like 3 times Tua has done post-game media availability, he has been atrocious.
Dude, what is wrong with your head, bro? Is it really rattled?
We never thought about this stuff like with Tua in the past. I think that dude is like broken. And I'm not talking about the concussion. I think like that organization has fundamentally broken him.
Yeah, I know. And the biggest reason why they won't fire Mike McDaniel, I heard that the rumor is because they're afraid whoever gets the interim tag will turn it around and they'll be pressured into hiring that guy to be the head coach. Because I actually think secretly Stephen Ross is waiting to go get John Gruden, which would be the most Miami Dolphins disaster thing to do, in my opinion. I know Gruden wants to coach again. I don't want anything to do with Gruden, college or pro. Are you a Gruden guy?
I think I want him in college at the right spot. I think he has the juice. Now, I don't know about the recruiting. Could it go full Herm Edwards at Arizona State? Yeah, it could. But it could also go prime.
Well, everything
you can get some juice injected back in.
Everything that Herm did at
Arizona, he works at college.
Yeah, everything Herm did at Arizona State, you can do now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I
mean, not everything.
Not
but,
everything, but yes, I mean, to your extent.
He thought he could just bag man and just not like go through the proper channels.
Yeah, and have a bunch of NFL dudes that your coaches that can
that are bag men.
Yeah, and pipeline you
can't do that.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, you got to be a little tighter about it, but yeah, no, I do think that Gruden can work in college, but I don't think he's working at like Penn State.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. But I want him at, like, Arkansas.
Yeah. Arkansas? Hell yeah.
You want him at LSU? No.
Oh, I kind of do. Hey.
What, just to keep that thing rolling?
Speaking of, Visor Gang.
Visor Gang. He is Visor
Gang. Visor Gang.
More Visor in the SEC.
I want more Visor.
Can always have more Visor in the SEC. Because right now we're what? Kerb and Kiff? Kirby and Kiffin are our Visor guys? Dude, DeBoer needs to get in the Visor game.
I like it.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. We will continue in the NFL. There's a nice slate of football games on here. Are there any teams in some of these big games that if they lose, you're out on? More importantly, are there some teams, can they get wins to solidify that they're actually going to get after it? We'll do that next. This is 105.1 The Fan, and that is Bill Murray with sports.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, I got a fun story to share with you in college football. For a team that we've talked about more on this program than we probably ever need to for the rest of our lives. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes. Fun 11 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. We're chatting a little NFL, taking a peek around, a little walkabout. My friend likes to describe a walkabout as taking LSD and wandering through the town.
Well, that's a Portland walkabout.
Yeah, a walkabout.
Is Australia on your list of places you would like to go to?
Yes, it is. The Australian Open is top five bucket list sporting event for me.
But that's you know, in the middle of Australia, like proper. Like, do you want to go to the outback?
Yeah,
no,
yes.
There's too much stuff there that's trying to kill you.
And that's it. Like, yeah. there's a little bit of a lot going on there that I'm really terrified about. Like, spiders that are the size of, you know, my face.
Oh, see, the big ones aren't the ones you have to worry about. Like, when I was overseas, the camel spiders are the size of a freaking dinner plate, but they're not going to do anything to you.
Why do you ask if I want to go to Australia?
Like, because, you know, some people, like, are that have that reaction. I'm like, nope. Nope, everything there wants to kill me. Nope, good.
It's crazy that people live there.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. What's really nuts is, like, it's southeastern Australia and, like, into New Zealand. Like, there's mountains. There's snow, dog. It's a trip. Like, because you think about the Australian outback or the coastlines. Like, nah, man, there's a lot of stuff going on down there. Like, yeah. Was it Lord of the Rings that was filmed in New Zealand?
Lord of the Rings is New Zealand, correct. Yeah.
It's like, you have to remember, like, that's right there.
Well, they are more volcanic islands.
Oh, I know, but I'm like,
there's not like an outback in New Zealand.
I mean, there's so many ecosystems down there, and everybody kind of thinks of like either the red dirt outback, you know what I mean, or Sydney or Melbourne. Yeah, it's not Melbourne; it's Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah, right, because the accent.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten one of those boomerangs to come back?
No.
I have before.
Oh yeah,
it was very satisfying.
Was that like the proudest moment of your
life?
Yeah,
you feel like you're the king of the world.
I had somebody go to Australia and actually bring back like a nice wooden one. It probably got at some, you know, little street market kind of deal, but it was super nice looking, and it just went.
Then
and it was just gone. And
you had to run 200 yards to go find it.
Oh no, it was gone. Oh, okay. Like it went into like a tall grass field that was, you know, shoulder high, and I'm like, well, that's gone. It's like you know, when you're having a bad day at the golf, you know, on the golf course, and you smoke one, you're like, I might be able to get that, and you get near it, and you're like, nope, not worth it.
New ball.
It sucks though, because every time you do that, because I switched to like nicer balls, and it was like, and that's $3. And that's $3.
Well, don't suck.
That's the thing. That's part of the motivation. You actually spend some money on some nice golf balls, and you start going, I don't want to lose these, man. These are expensive.
Well, you're really, really, really getting me trying to golf, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, expensive?
No. You start cheap. It's when you start getting better. It's like, you know, I was a competition shooter for a while, and every time I'd fire a shotgun off, like, you know, when the price of ammunition went up, thankfully I had a crap ton that I bought when it was dirt cheap. But every time I'd fire off a 3-inch shell out of my shotgun, I was like, boop, 250, boop, 250, boop, 250. And I'm like, God dang it.
Ooh, no thanks.
Oh, dude, yeah. It gets
Guns and golf, I'm out.
I mean, do you want to talk about two expensive things? Those are super high up there because the gun itself, expensive. And then every time you pull that freaking trigger, it got expensive, man. It was like, good God.
Well, I'm having massive deja vu right now. This has happened before to me.
Mm.
Yes.
Guns
this
and golf?
This conversation.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Does that mean I'm dreaming about work now?
No, you're dreaming about me, baby.
Ugh, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. And guns and golf. I told you. First, I was going to start getting you to like bet on things. We already got a little bit of that.
I haven't actually put money down.
Then I'm going to get you to the point where you're like, yeah, people should be punched in the face. We got you doing that last week.
Well, I backtracked.
Yeah, no, you're sitting there. Now you're going to show up here next year, and you're going to start dressing like me in dirt, just like golfed out all the time. And you're going to be like, hey, man.
Oh, I can't. I got to lose weight before I do that.
No, you don't. Look at John Daly.
Yeah.
That's how you lose weight.
But that's his thing.
Yeah, no, but that's how you lose weight, man. Why don't you go on a golf course and you walk 8 miles?
See, I don't like
What are you
walk.
Doing on that contouter?
Mm-hmm. I don't like to walk, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm not a huge person that likes to go out and, like, walk, but walk in the golf course, you get done at the end of the day, and you're like, I feel good.
Hmm.
And you can get flossy, get some nice golf shoes. I saw like, an IG reel the other day. It was like, you know, men give women crap for, you know, dressing up and going out with their friends, and meanwhile, you know, the boyfriend or the husband goes to their wife and says, hey, I'm thinking about wearing this outfit to go golfing. And I'm like, I'm going to throw on this hat. It's got a nice little splash of color in it. And like, we do kind of peacock for ourselves out on the golf course. That's where we do it.
I don't need that. I'm pretty good at doing it myself.
I know, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
The NFL's got some fun walkabouts this weekend. And I'm curious.
It's got to be better than last weekend.
When you see some of this, like, who's got a free pass? Like, if somebody loses, who's got a free pass? Let's see here. Do the Colts have a free pass if they lose on the road to the Steelers? Do the Broncos have a free pass if they lose on the road to the Houston Texans? Kansas City, Buffalo, I feel like they both have a free pass, right?
If someone's
going to lose that game.
Sure.
And whoever does gets a free pass. You know what? Who won't get a free pass is if that game ends in a tie.
That's gross.
That would be the most coward thing ever, yeah. Right? The two best teams in the AFC. Well, I don't know if they're the two best teams, but you know what I mean.
Vikings probably should, losing to the Lions and J.J. McCarthy coming back, but also it's so important for them that they do win that game.
Yeah, but we expect them to lose, though.
Yeah, it's fair.
We expect them to lose. But if Detroit lost that game, is that a free pass?
No. No, they need to run away with that division because the Packers play the Panthers.
We kill Detroit on Monday if they lose to the Vikings? Because I was going to say, does New England get a free pass if they lose to Atlanta? Because Atlanta has talent. They should be good.
Yeah. And are the Patriots ahead of schedule?
Totally.
That's fair.
You see, but I don't think we'd give them a free pass.
No.
I think we'd be like, you have no business losing. This team's not ready.
Broncos losing to the Texans
ahead
is
of
a
our
good
skis.
One. The Broncos can get that one because the Texans are the best defense in football.
And so they would get a pass.
They get a pass.
Even though that offense, what if that offense struggles?
Broncos?
Yeah.
I mean, it has
You're going to come on Monday and hate on Bo Nix.
Well, no.
Because you hate Bo Nix.
I do hate Bo Nix.
And Shaedon Sharpe.
I hate.
And Justin Herbert.
I hate Bo Nix in first halves of football games.
I also hate Bo Nix in first half of football games.
Is he the worst first half quarterback in the NFL?
I'd rather be him in the first half than Jalen Hurts in the second half, though. I've told you this. I'd rather be bad in the first than the
Hurts
second.
Hurts has had two great
he's
second halves
around.
Recently. Though.
I agree. But he's like, had some real clunkers.
Yeah, I know. But Bo has been so bad in first halves. Non-existent at times. And it's like, good, what the hell? And then he's had third and fourth quarters that are just like, good God, man. I can't remember the last time we had a quarterback that was that consistently bad in first halves and so consistently great in second halves.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. Like,
there's a lot of weird quarterback trends over the last few years.
Yeah, it's like, and it's
how does Tua go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen?
With anyone and then look like this and then present himself like this in post-game press conferences.
Yeah, dude, I don't get it.
It's super, super weird.
Are we on drugs? Are they on drugs? Like, what's going on?
Yes.
I mean, they are on drugs.
So you made it until 10:38?
41.
Before the beard came off?
Oh, the beard came off a while ago.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
So that was a problem.
Mm.
That being said, here is the teams that are going to win this weekend.
Mm.
The Giants will beat the Niners somehow. Let's see, the Saints will beat the Rams.
Yeah, this is insane. That
Carolina will beat Green Bay.
The Niners Giants game.
The teams that shouldn't win will win.
The Niners are only favored by 2.5.
Because they're not good.
That's so crazy.
Because they're not good. I mean, they're so hurt that they can't. Like, how do you play
Who's
football?
Who's more hurt in that game? The Giants or the Niners?
The Giants are only hurt from their two best offensive weapons. That's it, though.
I think they have more injuries than that.
But the Niners don't have their quarterback.
It's everyone.
It's the one guy that's not hurt on the San Francisco 49ers is the guy who's hurt all the time in Christian McCaffrey. That's how weird that team is this year.
Yeah, I'm looking at
Can Seattle have a free pass if they lose to Washington this weekend? I think so.
Is Jaden Daniels playing?
Yes, he is.
And they're playing in Washington?
Yes, they are. On Sunday Night Football. If Seattle loses that game, we might have a conversation about the game. Sure. But I don't think we're burying the Seahawks for it.
Depends on how they play. If Darnold sees ghosts,
totally.
Then we kind of go.
But if Jaden walks out there and balls out like the quarterback we all hope he is going to be, yeah, and what he showed last year, then we're going to give Seattle a pass.
That's fair. Cowboys, Cardinals.
Vomit all over my face.
I mean, but
can there be a World Series game 8 so I don't have to watch this?
I mean, the NFL is going to put the Cowboys on TV, man. That's just what it is.
Me no likey.
Yeah, that's gross. But, like, are you killing either? Like, if the Cardinals beat the Cowboys, are you killing the Cowboys?
Nope, don't care about either team.
You know what I mean? Like,
that team could be a tie. Both teams could lose somehow. Yeah. I don't care.
The first double loss in NFL history?
First double win in NFL history, for all I care.
That's not happening.
You think there's a better chance of a double loss than a double win?
In that game? Yeah.
Well, in that game, Like, Chiefs-Bills could both win that
game somehow?
Both
win that game somehow.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a double loss. Like, nobody feels good coming out of that game.
Nobody's a bigger loser than both our eyeballs thinking about double losses. Can I watch a game with one eye?
I don't know.
Just get so drunk that you're doing the old one eye where you got Kyler Murray.
It's kind of one of those things where you kind of wish you had one of those old throwback like tube TVs that gets kind of fuzzy.
Yeah.
You're like, are they playing Battlestar Galactica or is this Cowboys Cardinals?
And maybe their jerseys, maybe they're both like wearing lighter colors. Like nobody's in all blue or all red.
Yeah, and you can't tell them apart.
So you can't tell which is which.
Yeah, that's
so you're just like, man, these teams suck.
That's the way to watch that game.
Because I can't tell who's who.
I don't want to watch it in super high def 4K. I don't want the detail of that game.
I'm going to go see if I can find one of those little TVs with the VCR, you know, the little small ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
people
about.
People like have in their garage.
The old tube TVs.
I'm going to watch the game on that.
The one that weighs 166 pounds. Why were they so heavy?
Because they have giant magnets
in
them. I
mean, good God, dude. I remember when I was a kid, the first like real big expenditure that my family had, like the cool thing that we had, it was from one of those big box stores, and it was a floor model. It was a 65-inch TV, but it was the one with, you know, it's 4 feet deep, right? It's just so big, and the speakers are built in the bottom. It came with wheels, and you couldn't like carry this thing. You had to wheel it in. It was so ridiculous how big this thing was, and once we got it into its spot, I don't think it moved until my parents moved. Like, nobody ever pulled it out, like, clean behind it. Like, it was just so freaking big and heavy.
We had one of those in college.
Yeah.
It was, like, a big screen TV that nobody wanted anymore.
But also, when you think back then and we kind of watched games, like replays. You ever seen, like, an old NFL game from, like, the late 90s or NBA game from the mid-late 90s? We were watching that in, like, you know, 360p on a 65-inch TV. And we're like, look how great this looks!
360p.
God, so bad.
I got a real fun story for you in college football, why everyone's real stoked despite things not being real great. Mm. We'll do that next. Removing the intern tag and whee, everybody celebrates. We'll go there next. 105.1 The Fan. Coming up in hour number deuce, we'll have to have a conversation about LSU and what the hell is going on. Dude, I feel like every 10 minutes I get an update on what's going on at LSU, and it gets weirder and sadder and stupider by the second. How do penalties affect the outlook of your team? We'll look at that. Plus, we'll take a dance around the Pacific Northwest, as we always do on Fridays, and try to take a sneak peek at the games. There's only one this week, and I will be attending. So we'll have a conversation about that. Kent State University, the Golden Flashes.
Mm.
They have removed the interim tag off Mark Carney and have named him the head coach. They are 3-5.
Which is a banner year at Kent State. Three wins?
2-2 in the MAC. A leap from the 1-11 and 0-12 records that it had the last 2 years. And this is what the locker room sounded like when they announced it.
Oh!
Sounds like a Jerry Springer intro.
Just absolutely unbelievably stoked for this guy. And you know what? That's where the conversation, that's what we're talking about in college football. Dude, you went 0-12 to 1-11, and this guy has lost, has a blowout loss to Texas Tech, a blowout loss to Florida State, a shutout blowout to Oklahoma, and a blowout to Toledo, who just lost to Wazoo in a blowout.
You had to sneak that in there.
I did have to sneak that in there. And they, his players are stoked that he is the new head coach. Because in college football, man, it just doesn't take much.
No.
It doesn't take much to not be an absolute dumpster fire.
And have a guy to
want to
play for.
And they were a dumpster fire.
I mean, they were the worst program in college football.
Now, this schedule is not okay.
No.
No team that far down the pecking order needs a schedule like this.
Well, I'd argue that they get that because they are so far down the pecking order that, that their lot in life is to be the team that everybody beats the hell out of.
What if Kent State had wins over Texas Tech, Florida State, and Oklahoma?
He wouldn't be at Kent State anymore.
He would not be at, he'd be at LSU.
LSU, come on down.
Come on down. No, he'd probably be at Penn State. Regionality. Yeah, they'd keep him in Penn State. But that's, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I keep thinking about it. You know, we'll get into the LSU conversation and, you know, thinking about Oregon State this weekend and all that kind of stuff. It just, I was having this conversation with Luke Anderson. Do you know he's out on college football, on college sports in general?
Why?
Because he's tired of it. He's like, what's the point? And I think to his defense, he is probably living more in the Oregon State LSU kind of world, Oklahoma State, of like, what does it all mean, Basil? Like, what's the point of this? Everything is just a dumpster fire. Every 10 seconds, I turn around and look at it. My argument would be, look at how easy it is to turn it over. Okay? Kearney, I've never heard of this guy. He's got 3 wins. That's more than they have in their last 2 years combined.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They are, but there's bad, there's decrepit, and then there's Kent State.
And they're turning it around.
And that's understanding kind of, again, that your lot in life.
Like, yeah.
If you have gone from the worst program in college football to not the worst program in college football and the vibes are good, reward that because you're not. I know everybody wants to point to Cignetti. Look what Cig did. It's like, yeah, sure. Number one, it's Indiana. It's a different university.
Kind of an exception to the rule, not the rule.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're building towards something and something looks better, why would you not want to do that? Why would you not want to reward that?
I know.
You don't just have to do the thing where it's like, well, you know, if it's not perfect right now, we got to get away from it. It's like, no, man, this is how you build. This is how you build. Now, is Kent State ever going to be a team that probably, that flirts with like a group of six playoff bid? No.
But why not?
But exactly.
Why not?
But
is that's this my not point. The first step you take to get there?
Yes. That's what I mean. Like, that's part of this. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. If you're the 145th ranked college football program, and in 2 years you bump up to 104.
That's success.
That's success.
You've increased by a third.
I know. I watched the SP Plus. And Wazoo's, like, up 2 spots. And I'm like, ooh, I like this.
They're
the top 80 team in the country, according to SB+.
They had, what's his name, from ESPN? Bill Conley on in the morning.
Conley.
They have their quarterly thing.
Yeah, he's the
thing.
SB+ guy.
Yeah, he checks in with Dirt and Sprague once every 4 weeks. And they were talking about, I think, it wasn't Kent State. It was the other, there's another team that's at the bottom of the rankings now. And there's an FCS team that is 0.2 points away from passing them up in the overall college football SP+.
It's amazing.
And there is, when you go from FBS to FCS, I think he said it was either a 60-point or an 80-point difference as far as, like, talent scaling, production, all those kind of things. It shows you how bad that team is at the bottom, but also how good that team is in the FCS.
Mm-hmm.
And Kent State's not in that world anymore.
But you got to build up. Look at James Madison. Look what they've been working on.
Yes.
They could be a group of six this year.
Yeah, James Madison, Liberty, like these schools that we've seen. Did you see what happened to Tulane last night?
I did.
Holy crap, UTSA.
Well, things happen, man. There's a lot of growing pains when you live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of growing pains when you live in this world.
Hey, Tulane, would you like to have Mekhi Hughes and Darian Mensah still?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, UMass is the bad team.
Yes, that's who it was. Yeah,
they're one of them, and well, I don't know. I'd have to check the scores from last week, but them and Northern Illinois, and Wisconsin were the teams that had scored less than 100 points going into last week. I know Wisconsin's at 100 because they were at 93 and they scored 7 against the Ducks. But I don't know where those other two teams are right now because they're absolutely garbage. But this is how you find some. All it is at Kent State is stability. That's all it is. It's given this interim coach. You fired the guy before him. You give this interim coach the job. And all he does is bring you stability. And that's not too bad to ask for, even though despite, like, they beat UMass 42-6.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're one of the worst programs in the nation.
And you,
how is that not 17-16? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He is like, no, we're going to put the pedal to the metal, and we're going to smoke these losers.
Slight derailment, just because it's so out of pocket. One of the McAfee producers came out with one of the card table green visors and a poker case, like a portable poker case. It's a totally legit poker dealer.
That's pretty good. Any Chauncey Billup costumes this weekend?
I mean, that was pretty adjacent.
Any Chaunce costumes this weekend?
Yeah, don't do that. And definitely don't do blackface.
Definitely don't do that. All right, we'll get into hour number deuce, and we'll start in the South and the SEC, where it just matters more. What the hell is going on at that place? LSU gets weirder and weirder. We'll get to that. Loaded second hour. Stick with us. Happy Halloween. 105.1 The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.